Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento, Drive Car of the Year. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome to Sports Day. Great to have your company. Big show ahead. David Mundy is going to join us. Bo Wardman, the coach of Subiaco, and Rob Scott, a former Olympian. But let's get straight into the news headlines. Paul Hasby for Polaris, Australia's number one off-road vehicle brand.
Let's start with the AFL teams, Carl. The West Coast Eagles, they brought back Josh Kennedy, Jake Waterman after a big performance in the Waffle, Xavier O'Neill, and Mark Hutchings. Remember Mark Hutchings?
Yes.
He's back into the squad at this stage. Luke Edwards, he's out with a hamstring. Jack Petricelli injured again. Luke Shuey, of course, and Bailey Williams goes out. Jackson Nelson to be the Medi sub for St Kilda. Oscar Claravino, Nick Caulfield and Paul Hunter come in. Bytel, Highmore, Marshall and McKenzie, the players that make way. Down the road, the Fremantle Dockers, Connor Blakely, Mitch Croden, Lloyd Meek, Nathan O'Driscoll to make his debut if he gets into the team. Matt Tabernar is back, as is Hayden Young from his long-term injury. Out is Blake Akers. He's been omitted. Rory Lobb is injured. Sam Switzkowski. So Sean Darcy has been named, but Lloyd Meek obviously into the squad as cover for Sydney. Logan McDonald, Hayden McLean, Sam Reed and Lewis Taylor in. Joel Amati makes way.
All right, beautiful stuff, Hayes. And the Olympic Games last night. Well done to the Matildas last night, winning 2-1 over New Zealand. We'll have more after this with Dave Mundy, Freo legend, playing game 350. Get Ranger confidence for the price of a quad. Visit your local Polaris dealer today.
Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento, Drive Car of the Year. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Let's get into Freo Focus for Sullivan Logistics, your trusted door-to-door express country freight service. And it's great to have this man on the radio. 350 games. I can't believe he told Paul Hasby about this and he kept it quiet until the podcast was put out with Griffey Logue. Couldn't believe that, Paul Hasby. But Dave Mundy is the man we're talking about, everyone. And he joins us here on Sports Day. Dave, welcome, mate. Congratulations. Well done on a wonderful career and a great season so far.
Yeah, thanks, Carl. It's been a pretty hectic couple of days, but Old Bull Young Bucks podcast every week, me and Griffin Logue. Nice little plug there. But, yeah, thanks, mate. It's nice to kind of be wanted, I guess, and be playing good, well enough that, Peter Bell and the Fremantle hierarchy trust me in their team and to help lead our young cohort.
How are you loving the limelight? Because you haven't always been a player that's loved it, but you've got the podcast, very popular podcast too. If they're not listening to us, they're listening to you. But, you know, the limelight that comes with playing so many games, how are you coping with that? I'm sure deep down you're loving it.
Well, these kind of occasions pop up and, it's a bit of a flashpoint for those kind of things. But, yeah, I guess the love and respect and the celebration of my career that I've received, particularly this week from the Fremantle faithful, is overwhelming, to be honest. It's a really positive response, and yeah, I know my family and I really value that and really respect that, and it's certainly a nice little pat on the back to get occasionally. But we've got a job to do this Sunday.
Matthew Pavlich had the same thing for two interstaters to come over here and make Western Australia your home. With plenty of options to go back for both of you, but does the feeling of adulation that comes from not only Freo fans, it's from the whole state, outweigh any homesickness that you may have had throughout your career?
Yeah, I think so. And I think the value in able to, being able to stick it out in somewhat more difficult circumstance than, perhaps local guys, forge my own kind of career and my own pathway and begin my own family in a wonderful part of the world like Perth is. It's really valuable, and so I'm incredibly proud to be a one club player and to have been able to represent Fremantle for so long. I take great pride in that.
Did you have that attitude though when you got your name called out, being a boy from Victoria who played in the TAC Cup for the Murray Bush Rangers, probably grew up barracking for someone else, pick 19 in 2003 National Draft? Do you remember the moment when your name got called out, and how did you react?
Not specifically the moment. It was a very different process of the draft back then, but I was actually informed through a text message from Kane Turner, who was a fellow Murray Bush Ranger, went to Geelong at pink 7 and 6 or 7. And, I found out that way. And I wandered out of my bedroom, and my dad was sitting on the kitchen bench trying to tune the radio into the draft and figure out what would happen. And I told him, and he had my same reaction. We were just both over the moon and didn't have any kind of preconceptions about wanting to stay in Victoria or not go to particular states or anything like that. We just wanted to get on an AFL list and have a crack. And I remember my mum's a night shift nurse, and I went in and woke her up. She'd worked the night before, and I told her, and she immediately bawled her eyes. I started bawling her eyes out, burst into tears, which happens to still at the airport to this day. So, yeah, very memorable day for my entire family.
David Mundy there. Thanks to Sullivan Logistics and Cal Express, your trusted door-to-door express country freight service. You visit calexpress.com.au. We'll clear a commitment. On the other side, we'll get into our WAFL update with Bo Wardman, the coach of Subiaco.
Sports Day for Kia, the Kia Sorento, drive car of the year, and Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get into our waffle update for Kia Sorento, the drive car of the year. And Bo Wardman is the coach of the Subiaco Lions, and they're sitting pretty in the WAFL at the moment, although challenged by the West Coast Eagles last week. Bo, welcome, mate. How are you going?
Good evening, boys. How are you going?
Yeah, we're going all right. A fair bit of change at your club, and certainly made your own mark as a football coach after what was a disappointing year last year. How are you feeling with things as they've progressed so far in 2020?
Oh, certainly two of... Won a couple of games to this point in the season's been good. Said to the boys on the after the weekend's game to sit on top after round 15 puts us in a good position going forward. But we've done a lot of work since November, so you don't want to waste it next. And we've got a probably the most challenging month to take on South Fremantle, then West Perth and Claremont over the next couple of weeks. So we'll certainly get a real test of where we're at, and then hopefully that's going to really prepare us for finals and. But no, satisfied with where we're at, and the ability to blood a few kids along the way is added to our playing stocks, and the boys are putting everything into practice at the moment, so we're really happy.
Yeah, and certainly it looks like from where you've come from in 2020 to 2021, what did you do in the pre-season, say, different to what you may have done before, or did you keep things pretty much the same? I know that you got a few personnel back that were pretty much sidelined for a fair bit of last year too.
Yeah, the personnel obviously helps. We sort of identified that we probably took the foot off the pedal in terms of our preparation, fitness and gym work. We were fortunate enough to get Michael Dobbin in to come and head up our high-performance area. And he sort of obviously with his AFL experience and a couple of years in the NRL, so I was able just to change things up a little bit there. We mixed up our coaching staff, so all the three line coaches at league level were all different. A couple of them changed lines, and we brought Darren Rumble in to do the back. So there's a couple of changes there, and then it gave us an opportunity just to, I suppose, dive into our game plan and tweak a couple of things there that we're going to suit the playing group that we've currently got, obviously losing a fair bit of experience over the last couple of seasons. So we've had to adjust that. There's been a fair bit of teaching and learning over the summer, and the boys have really thrived in the environment so far.
Good old Dobbo. Good day from me. Of course, he was down at Fremantle when I was there. But I think you deserve a bit of credit too, Bo. It's been a transition time for your football club. And you look back at the glory days of the Subiaco Footy Club and all those experienced players they've had. You look at your team now, you've got some new kids coming through and guys like Chad Harris and Liam and Will Hickmott and Kobe Fullgrade, younger guys that are starting to play some really good footy. And I think you deserve some accolades for that.
Yeah, no, I appreciate that. It's I suppose that's probably the most pleasing part of coaching at this level is seeing some of those kids come on. The guys that you've mentioned have had to toil away in the reserves for a fair period of time to get Chad across from Victoria, who played only a handful of VFL games, but played mostly at Sorrento, and he's added a bit of speed and outside run. And then young guys like Lewis Putt, who's come from Scarborough, water polo background, to bring him in and really blossom. Geordie Farone up forwards, played 10 games, and he's only very slight of field, but brings great energy, and he's really silky up there. So to see some of those guys really progress, and then I suppose a guy like Greg Clark, who's really come on, and we've given him a new role inside in comparison to where he's sort of playing halfback wing in those halcyon days, as you mentioned before, but to see him really thrive as an inside mid now and grow his game, that's been testament to the work that all of our coaches have done to give those guys some opportunity in some different positions, and the boys have adapted really well to it.
Bo Wardman there. The 7-seat Kia Sorento has been crowned the drive car of the year. Next, we'll have a chat to Rob Scott, a former Olympian, here on Sports Day.
Sports Day for Kia, the Kia Sorento, drive car of the year, and Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Great to have your company. And as we've been doing over the last few weeks in the lead up to the Olympic Games, the opening ceremony is tomorrow night and we're looking forward to that. Already the Olympic Games are underway and, of course, our Matildas having a good win this time last night. But for Apia, the go-to insurance for retirees, they bring us this segment and it's great to have Rob Scott joining us here on the program. Rob, thanks for your time. How are you?
Very well, thanks, Carl.
Now, a rower. Where did it all start for you, mate? Take us back to the first time you picked up an oar.
Well, look, the first time was when I was rowing down at Canning Bridge. I went to Rossmines Senior High School and we had an opportunity to do a sports option. And I went down with the rest of my class and got in a single scull down at Canning Bridge in on the Swan, and that was really my first exposure. And to be honest, it was winter time and I was falling in so often I wore a wetsuit. So yeah, that's how things started.
Now, you were a sweep oared heavyweight rower, I believe. Can you just describe to our audience who aren't overly familiar with the sport of rowing exactly what that means?
Sure. So in rowing at the Olympics, we have sweep rowing, which essentially you have each person has one oar, and that's what I did. Or there is sculling, where you have two oars. You also have the heavyweight category, which is the open category, and the lightweight category, which and there are only a small number of lightweight events. So I was in the open category in the sweep oar events.
And you were the sweep-oared heavyweight national champion, an eight-time crewman in the West Australian Kings Cup and eights, and a four-time Australian representative at the Rowing World Championships. What was, say, the most significant victory for you guys? Was there a time that you weren't favourites and you won, or did you go into those events as favourite all the time?
Well, I'd say the two highlights for me, and they're quite different events. One of the proudest moments in my sporting career was winning the King's Cup, which is the interstate eights race, and Western Australia has a proud history in that, and it was fantastic to beat the Victorians and the New South Wales team. So that race was fantastic. But at the Olympics, I guess it was the silver medal in '96. We were up against some formidable competitors, narrowly beaten by the British crew that have both been knighted, mind you. So although we're disappointed not to get the gold, at least we can say that the only ones to beat us have both been knighted.
We'll get to that. We'll go into more detail. Well, that is a good accolade. But what about your first Olympics? How was that experience and how did that set you up for the second one?
Well, yeah, look, it is an amazing experience being going to your first Olympic Games. It is such an awesome spectacle and event. And look, I was just really proud to be selected in the Olympic team. And it is being in a young crew, we were setting out in the eight to try and make the final and do as well as we could. So, look, a huge experience, gave us all a taste for the Olympic Games and that level of international competition. But it was an amazing experience, both the sporting experience, but also just being at such an amazing festival of sport.
Rob Scott there, brought to you by Apia, the go-to insurance for retirees. You call Apia on 1350 50. We'll be joined by David Short next for a Tab Touch odds update.
Sports Day for Kia, the Kia Sorento, drive car of the year, and Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. Let's get a Tab Touch odds update. With Tab Touch, the race starts when the bet's on. Tab Touch, bet at your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gambler's Help on 1-800-858-858. And David Short joins us. Shorty, back from holidays. You have a good break?
Yes, I did, boys. Unfortunately, one of my sons had a good break as well, a break of the elbow, so that didn't go to plan. But the actual time away with the family was nice.
Good on you, mate. And I know that you've still been working while you've been on holiday, so thanks for your time that you've had with us here on Sports Day. Let's get into the betting markets, and we start, firstly, with the AFL games getting underway tomorrow night.
Yeah, it's an absolute smorgasbord of footy this weekend. Friday night footy, Port Adelaide 126 take on Collingwood 390. Into the Saturday action, Carlton $1.39, North Melbourne $3. Brisbane $1.21 take on Gold Coast 440. West Coast the 141 favourites for their clash with St Kilda at 295. Take note, that's now 235 Saturday afternoon being moved forward. Melbourne take on the Western Bulldogs some game in prospect, this one. The Doggies $2 with Melbourne at 184. And also on Saturday night, Adelaide 235 take on Hawthorne 159. On Sunday, Freo taking on Sydney, the Red and Whites at 129 with the Dockers at 370. Geelong 137 up against Richmond 310. That should be another cracking game there. Can the Tigers butter up off their win last week? And Essendon 162 take on GWS at $2.30.
The Aussies got the job done in the first one-day international against the West Indies. How's the market looking for game two?
It's suggesting that they'll go back-to-back here. The Aussies at $1.55, West Indies at $2.40. Man of the match betting, fresh off a tremendous match the other night. You're getting some decent odds about Mitch Stark. He's an $11 chance. Mitch Marsh there at $9 might be worth a look as well. He's been in excellent form over there in the Caribbean.
Now, having a look at the Olympics that are getting underway, mate, you've got heaps of Olympic markets on Tab Touch as well.
We have indeed. Really looking forward to it. Two of the better markets that the punters have sold into early doors. Obviously, the men's and women's basketball. USA, $1.25 favourites to win the gold in the men's basketball. The Aussies there on the second line at $6.50 with Spain at $12. While for the girls, they're given a really solid chance of being there in contention as well. USA at $1.06, but $13 on the second line of betting the Aussies, and hopefully they can come home with a medal of some description.
What about the racing? Where's the big races this weekend?
Stacks of great racing to look forward to. We'll just quickly start off with the trots there at Albion Park on Saturday night. They've got some excellent racing. Group 1's galore throughout the course of the program. In the feature, the Blacks of Fate Queensland Championship. King of Swing dominating betting at $1.20. Copy That and Expensive Ego both at 11. From the world of thoroughbreds, a big day of racing out there at Belmont, as has been the case of late, a bumper 9-race card once again. The listed Bolton Sprint is the feature of the day. Nero Dio, the 320 favourite. $5.50 for last of the line. Amacinus at 6. Montalina is there as a $6.50 chance. And excellent racing in Melbourne again as well. Bit of WA flavour as well, punters. You can get involved here. The Group 3 Bletchingley Stakes over the 1,200. Red Can Man, very, very impressive last time out and well thought of by the punters again here. He's the $4.40 favourite to get the job done in the Group 3 on Saturday at Caulfield. Go the Red Can Man.
Brilliant, Shorty. Thank you very much for your time tonight. Take care, and we will have a chat to you next week. Take care.
Look forward to it. All the best, fellas.
David Short, great to have a chat to him from Tab Touch. And with Tab Touch, the race starts when the bet's on. Tab Touch, better your bet. Gamble responsibly. Call Gamblers Help on 1800 858 858.
Sports Day for Kia. The Kia Sorento. Drive car of the year. And Spud Shed. Download the free app and save a spud load.
Welcome back to Sports Day. And we finish off with just some of the other news in sport. Jack Sinclair has signed at the Saints. A 3-year deal. He's 26 now. His seventh season. He was a rookie in 2014. Pick number one in that draft, Hayes. And Cricket Australia and the Bangladesh Cricket Board have done a deal today. They've confirmed a 5-match T20. It's in, of course, ahead of the T20 World Cup. The series will take place in Dhaka from August 3 to August 9. So five quickfire matches between those two countries.
Fantastic, Carl. The Melbourne Cup. No international horses have been booked to fly to Australia. It's been dominated by the internationals in recent times. Good for Australia, but not great for the race. And tonight, the MVP for the Wildcats. Who's it going to be, Bryce Cotton? Or can John Mooney upset the favourite?
Yeah, that'll be interesting, won't it? It's been great to have your company. Thank you very much for joining us this week. Hayes and I will be back from 6 o'clock on Monday. We will see you then.